Thank you for listening to or watching another episode of SNTR Presents. This is going to be about Titan Skating getting changed on PC. A lot of people are having some misunderstandings about what exactly was changed and what exactly happened. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and or watching on YouTube, you can always tune in live, twitch.tv/SayNoToRage. I'm probably live right now, so come on in. If I'm not live, just click the follow button. And if you're watching on YouTube, a like, little like button and a little share button is a real easy way to get these videos seen by more people if you like my content. So first, I want to talk about what did they change. Second, I want to talk about macros versus scroll wheel. And then lastly, Titan Skating, not necessarily rest in peace, because we haven't actually had the same version of Titan Skating in Destiny 2 for quite a while. I got a little bit of an education this morning on the major differences between Titan Skating between D1 and D2. It's been so long, I actually could not quite remember how much different it was in D2. So firstly, what did they change? This doesn't affect you if you're on console, by the way. If you've been enjoying using your Titan and you use your jumps to get a little bit of momentum here and there to boost yourself forward, not like in D1, but you know, you get that little momentum boost, that's not going to change for you. If you play on console, nothing's changing for you. If you play on PC and you were not using scroll wheel and you were not using macros, same thing. Nothing is changing for you. You can just keep using the jumps for little momentum, you know, propulsions forward, but that's about how much you can do and how much you've been able to do, even since the Go Fast update. That's pretty much been the standard thing. Now, for those that were using scroll wheel as the bind for jump and using that to jump in a quicker succession, that has been addressed. An issue with Titan Lift is being fixed that basically was allowing people to hit speeds that were completely unnatural to the current movement of, like, the standard movement of most players, okay? So, if you weren't using scroll wheel or macro, then you don't have to worry. Now, they said it'll still be possible to skillfully time your lift activation to boost overall momentum, which is essentially what we do now. You use your jump and it gives you a little bit of a propulsion forward, and it does add to your overall momentum, but it's not like in Destiny 1 where you're like skipping like a stone along the ground. This is designed to stop, and this is their exact words here, this change is designed to stop the use of unconventional inputs. Now, I personally think they should have drawn a distinction here, and they also should have called a spade, using macros in this realm was cheating. It was external software designed to give you an in-game benefit. It was not something that was legitimate. Now, binding to scroll wheel and using macros is actually quite a bit different. In order to do macros, though, you did have to use scroll wheel, but one did not necessarily necessitate the other. So that's what I want to talk about second here, macros versus scroll wheel. Just using the scroll wheel, in my opinion, was not outside of the confines of the game and was therefore not any version of cheating. If you bound your jump to the scroll wheel and you got really good at using it, then that was completely and utterly fine. You weren't doing anything outside of Destiny. You weren't getting an in-game advantage based on something that, you know, wasn't even inside the game. Now, I do think scroll wheel needed addressed, but I didn't take issue with people using it because it was in the game. You could go into your settings and you could do it. It was essentially, it was like an exploit. It was like everybody kind of figured out you can move unnaturally fast if you bind jump to your scroll wheel and you get really good at timing it. I feel Bungie should have drawn a distinction because there were people that were using scroll wheel that were getting called cheaters. There were people using the scroll wheel bind that were getting a lot of hate thrown their way. And it's like, look, it's in the game. Bungie allowed it to go on this long. It wouldn't have been that difficult to push out a hotfix that just said, no, you can't bind scroll wheel to jump anymore. Okay? Now, the reason they should have drawn a distinction is because people using macros should have been referred to as cheaters to the same degree that someone using an aimbot is cheating. It is software that is giving you an internal advantage that is unnatural compared to what you can do with just normal human reflexes and normal, you know, inputs of your fingers. It wasn't unconventional input. It was cheating. And I feel like they should have drawn a distinction. I didn't appreciate the vagueness. I also didn't appreciate that they lumped macros and scroll wheel in the same group, because there were plenty of players doing the scroll wheel bind and not using macros and lumping them in with everybody, I think, was a mistake. Bungie should have been a little bit clearer on this, just for the sake of, number one, the community understanding what exactly was going on, and the fact that there is a pretty sharp difference between someone doing something that was in the game and binding it, and using external software to execute the activation of the lift perfectly. That's what I think they should have really done at this time to make it very clear what they were setting their sights on. Number one, they should have said, we are setting our sights on unnatural speed in the game that is allowed by a couple of means. One, at a ground level, you have to bind jump to scroll wheel. And number two, people are pulling this off flawlessly by using a macro. And that should have been the departure, and they should have said, using binds in the game is totally fine. We have no issue with that, but we are going to make this so you can't hit these speeds. It was bad for connectivity. Folks were moving at such unnatural speeds that it was bad for the peer-to-peer netcode and the connections and resolving the location of the player because you were going so fast. It was also messing with spawns because you could essentially rush from one side of the map to the other and essentially get people in very compromised, unestablished positions, again, in an unnatural rhythm. And they should have said, we strongly discourage the use of any external software for in-game benefits, such as macros or, you know, aim assist programs or aimbot programs. I feel like that should have been a statement that they actually put out and took a stance as a company. I think it's incredibly, I honestly do, I think it's incredibly stupid and short-sighted to not make sure it's very clear to folks that they don't think people should be using external software for in-game advantages and not call it unconventional inputs, okay? Lastly, let's talk about how Titan skating is not rest in peace. Number one, it's not rest in peace because you can't Titan skate in Destiny 2 the way that you Titan skated in Destiny 1. You can get a forward propulsion of momentum. Your overall momentum can be influenced by jumping. And you can do this with the Warlock as well. Hunters don't have forward momentum, but you can't do the ever-increasing speed that you could get in D1 where guys were using the Twilight Garrison and then skating faster than a sparrow on that one big open map. You can't do that in Destiny 2. To the degree that people think they're skating right now, there are tons of people, and there's a guy in chat right now who is animate that he is skating. He can skate. He'll show you video proof. No one is saying that you cannot chain together forward momentum jumps on a Titan and move faster than if you sprint. No one is saying that. But you are not skating in the traditional way that we were in Destiny 1, where the chain together jumps were constantly adding to your momentum, constantly increasing it. Now when you touch the ground, it generally resets that momentum. So it's your overall momentum being added to, not a consecutive momentum add, if that makes sense. There's a difference between every consecutive jump adding to your momentum, getting faster and faster and faster. So by the time you're taking your seventh or eighth jump, you're going significantly faster than at the beginning. Right now, the jump speed and the momentum is standardized. So if you do it well, there's a maximum speed you can achieve as a Titan, but it's marginally faster than if you're just sprinting. It is faster, but it's not nearly as fast. The difference between D1 and D2 skating is noticeable. Mainly, this only affects PC users that were scroll wheel binding or macroing. Macroing required the scroll wheel binding, but you could scroll wheel bind and not use a macro. It's only affecting those people. Okay, so if you've been enjoying Titan and in your mind you're skating and in your mind you enjoy that speed and you enjoy that jumping and you're on console or you're like me and you use a controller or you didn't do scroll wheel or you didn't do macros, you have nothing to worry about. They have done nothing to your movement. Player movement has to be standardized. That's why this change needed to be made. And a certain point of variety is maintained as well. Titans still have a headstrong forward momentum when compared to like a Hunter or a Warlock, but they had to standardize the max speed that you could hit. I would enjoy it if they would bring back the ability to skate like we did in D1, but again, they may not want that. They may want to have a more standardized speed with which you can cover ground, especially considering map size, the prevalence of power ammo, and how you can control some of these maps with certain speeds. Even without macros and scroll wheel, if they brought back traditional Titan skating, it might be too fast for the current game design, meta, and map layout. So, We're going to transition to Q&A. If you're here live right now, you can submit your questions. If you're here live and haven't clicked follow, do that. That's the heart button. If you're watching on YouTube, hopefully you're enjoying the nice crispy new camera. And also, if you're enjoying these talks, subscribe to my channel. Come into the Twitch channel. Take part in the Q&As. You can do that while I'm live. If you're listening to the audio versions or any of the other locations, I really appreciate you doing that. Please like, share, and subscribe.